At the time, the explorers arrived in total darkness. They were lit with acetylene lamps, which produced a small flame on the helmet. Here, they could not see anything, hence their first impression of having arrived outside in the middle of the night. Several mannequins are placed in the room. They are all the same size. They can be used to assess the size of the place where we are. The first explorers descended following the river. They walked along the waterfalls and reached the bottom 120 meters below. There, the water is lost between the rocks. The explorers cannot follow it. This will be the end of the explorations of 1953. From 1960, cavers easily accessed La Verna, thanks to the EDF tunnel. In 1961, few cavers imagined a continuation of the network. On the other hand, three Basque speleologists from San Sebastian have their own idea about the formation of La Verna. This will be a chamber formed by a collapse, and the underground river was originally intended to flow much higher. If their theory is correct, there should be a gallery perched high in the room. Since the lamps are not powerful enough, there is only one way to verify this hypothesis: to climb the wall. On August 8, 1961, the three explorers embarked on an 80 meters climb and emerged into a vast gallery where ancient traces of the passage of water left them with no doubt. They had found the continuation of the Pierre Saint-Martin chasm. They will call it the Arantzadis Gallery.